push play on local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the Next Gen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Teacher Appreciation Week, observed May 4th through the 8th. Right now we're joined by a couple of teachers at Southside Elementary at Hampton Dumont. They are Wendy Weichert and Miranda Stafford. Wendy is the reading specialist at Southside. Miranda Stafford is the fourth grade teacher. And Wendy and Miranda, appreciate the time here. So, Wendy, I'll start with you. You're the veteran, we'll say. You've been
Yes, that's couple, perfect wording. That's good. Decades.
Why did you decide to get into the teaching profession?
I just love kids. I could literally hang out with them and talk with them all day. And I love the excitement in their eyes when they figure something out and they solve it on their own. It's amazing. And in reading, no little pathway is the same. So it's so exciting all the time.
Kind of talk about reading specialists here. How do you help with the kids here at Southside?
So I am the lucky one. I get to take small groups of kids that just need a little extra help to get caught up in reading. And I'm fine if they don't even know that they need extra help. They just get to come read with me and do some writing and keep getting more amazing all the time.
So you kind of talked about the students every morning when you get up. What makes you ready to go to school and teach the kids, so to say, Wendy?
I think no day is the same. Everything, you never know what they might do or say. And then I think they'll never say that. And then they do. And it's crazy. And to see their excitement, I just love their excitement all the time when they get to do different things in the classroom. I'm in the classroom helping also. But just their excitement and their love for everything. And, you know, the little hugs you get, they're amazing.
So have you been at Hampton Dumont in your whole career?
Or? I have. And I went to Hampton Dumont, too, so bulldog through and through.
So where did you go off to college then before you
I went to NIAC first, and okay. I was in the NIAC Singers and loved that, and we did different traveling. And then I went to UNI, Panthers.
Transferred to UNI.
So yes.
When it comes to teaching, there's obviously next group of kids will be graduating here in less than a month. What would you say to those kids why they should maybe consider a teaching career like you have?
Oh, it's always rewarding. And if you like to learn, it's so good because you're always learning. You're always building on what you've learned before and adding to it. So it's a great job to be in to keep learning and keep getting better.
I don't want to put the amount of years on, but since you first started, how has teaching maybe changed since you started a couple decades ago?
You know, I think the family dynamic has changed a lot, and I think that puts a lot of pressure on the kids. So they're coming with a lot when they come to school. And so just knowing that sometimes you might be that special person for a kid. And so what you say has a huge impact on them. And you might not even realize, you know, maybe they got to eat lunch in your room once. I've had kids say, I remember eating in your room once. Just even those little things, or you told me this. I mean, it just shows the power of your impact and your words. It's crazy. It puts a little pressure on too, but it is so neat because it's very cool what they remember.
So you kind of leave a lasting impression on the students prior
yes,
to the too.
Yes, exactly. Very rewarding.
Well, Wendy, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, you bet. Thank you.
All right, that's Wendy Weichert, reading special at Southside Elementary. Now we're joined by fourth grade teacher Miranda Stafford. If you hear her on the radio, it's mostly due to basketball, but I don't know, Miranda, have we ever talked to you on this side of the aisle before?
I don't think we have. This is a first, but I'm glad to be here.
How long have you been at Hampton Dumont then teaching?
This is my 10th year teaching.
10th year.
Yep.
So why did you decide to get into teaching?
I have always wanted to be a teacher. This has been my calling since I've been a student. It's been the only path that I've ever wanted to take. Just kind of the same as Wendy. Just have always loved kids and the thought of teaching and the thought of helping students and just that I've always been a people person and just wanting to help. So that's been my passion, I guess, is just wanting to help kids.
She talked about the reward of it, you know, whether it's seeing the kids smile or happy to see you, so to say. I guess, what do you see as rewarding being a teacher here at HD?
Yeah, it's hard because it's kind of what she said, is the same rewarding things. I come to school every day, and it is, it's different every day. You don't know what a kid's going to walk in with, and you have to be ready every single day and kind of leave what you have at the door and be ready to go with a smile on your face. And it is, it's very rewarding when they get it, and something that's been challenging for them, and all of a sudden you just see them and it just, they get it and that light bulb goes off and you see that big smile on their face and they come in the door. You know, we had a reward. We had gotten our BARC reward this week, and you know, their excitement when they came in and they just flailing through the door and it's Friday, you know, and just that smile. They just put a smile on my face every morning, just seeing them. And that's just rewarding to me.
And like Wendy said, I thought it was interesting too. You're working with elementary kids and you definitely have no idea what may be said next, either in the elementary side of things. Yeah. So I guess, how did, so from Hampton Dumont, did you teach somewhere else before here? Or have you been here your whole career?
I taught in Belmont.
Okay.
I grew up in Colorado, actually. And so I have been here. My youngest daughter will be 16 in August. And so that's when we moved here. That's how I keep track of how long we've been in Iowa. So almost 16 years, and started in Belmont and then moved over to Hampton 11 years ago, coaching. So been in Hampton 10 years, but yeah, I've taught over there and then been lucky enough to teach in Hampton for the past 10 years. So, and I actually started the graduating class this year. They were my first group, and I was lucky enough to have them as third graders and fourth graders.
Interesting. The graduating class now is your first class here. And what about college? Where did you go to college?
I started at the University of Southern Colorado in Pueblo, and then graduated from Montana State University Northern, way up by the Canadian border in Montana. So up in the cold country.
Out in the mountains there, huh?
Yeah, it was cold. We didn't cancel school up there. If the buses were going, we were going. Minus 65 wind chill one day, and we were at school.
A little different in Iowa.
It was cold.
When we think it's cold here. Miranda, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us, and happy 10th anniversary too.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks.
All right, now we have Beth Frenchick, elementary principal here at Southside, joining us, elementary principal. And Beth, you've been here a couple years now?
It's my third year, yes.
So, not teacher per se, but you're interactive with the students. I see you hugging the students
You know,
all the time. So, just talk about your job here and how rewarding it is as well.
Oh, man. It is such a cool job. I never dreamed that I would be a principal. I never even thought it would be a possibility. But my career path took me here. And to hear Miranda and Wendy talk about how rewarding it is, it absolutely is. As a teacher, I loved being a teacher, but I just felt like I needed to do more. And so I love that I can be here to support our teachers, support our students and their families. I never feel like I'm doing enough, but I absolutely love working with these kids.
Is it true, Wendy and Miranda said too, about you just never know what comes next with being in the elementary school?
Yes. There are usually some interesting things that come my way.
Being principal, yeah, they go to you.
Oh, the stories.
I should mention May 1st is a principal appreciation day.
Yes, it is.
That is the day. Yep. Okay, so you were principal now the last couple of years. What were you prior to being principal here?
I was a band director in Mason City.
So. That's quite a change.
Yeah.
high school band, junior high, middle school?
I actually did beginners. I did 5th and 6th grade. Did a little bit of orchestra.
That's when they're first starting. They're just blowing instruments. They're not making any musical noise on that. So,
but I do think it's similar to what our teachers are doing in the classroom. In elementary, we see such growth in kids so quickly. And that's similar to what I would do. I would start them fresh, brand new. They didn't know how to open a case. And then by the end of the year, they're playing beautiful music. And I get to watch our teachers do that with kids all day and every year.
Well, with Teacher Appreciation Week here, anything else you'd like to add here, Beth, about the teachers in the elementary side?
I believe I have the best teachers ever. I really do. I mean, there's incredible teachers everywhere. But when I interviewed here and first started, I can't even tell you how impressed I was. Our teachers at Hampton Dumont care about our kids and their families more than anything I've ever seen. And they will do almost anything they can to help them. And it's an honor to work with them.
Anything else you'd like to add here before we sign off?
Just happy Teacher Appreciation Day to everybody, and have a great week. And thank you to all of my elementary teachers at Northside and Southside.
I appreciate you guys taking the time, Wendy, Miranda, and Beth. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, that is Wendy Weichert, Miranda Stafford, and Beth Frenchick here on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hey Hampton, this is Stephanie Klutzer with First Bank Hampton, inviting you to our 11th annual Relay for Life Walking Taco Fundraiser. Join us Friday, May 15th from 11 to 1:30 in our north parking lot. Swing by for a tasty walking taco, cookie, and bottled water. You can either drive up or grab a seat and enjoy. Call ahead at 641-456-4793 to place your order. The cost is just $7 and every dollar goes to Franklin County Relay for Life. Don't miss out. Help us support a great cause and enjoy some lunch. See you there.